we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today we're looking at the topic of adultery. I'm taking the entire week to warn Christian men against the sin of adultery. After having seen several Christian men fall into this sin, I've come to realize that this is a serious problem in many Christian homes. And I'm not just speaking of the casual Christian, the man who comes to church but never does anything else for the Lord. I'm speaking of the man who led singing in a church in Tennessee, of the man who was a deacon in a church in California, of the evangelist who fell into sin in Colorado. This sin can trap any man, no matter how active he is in his church, unless that man purposes in his heart that he's going to fight temptation in every area and that he's going to keep his heart clean before the Lord. I've looked at the evil character of the adulteress earlier this week. Yesterday I looked at the four ways by which the adulteress tempts the man to become unfaithful to his wife. Today and tomorrow I'd like to look at the results of adultery that God himself promises to bring upon a man who enters into this sin. There are six punishments that the book of Proverbs mentions in connection with adultery. Now, of course, the Bible does not teach that every adulterer will experience all of these punishments. But it does assure us that God will punish the man who enters into an adulterous relationship. The first area of punishment is left in a general form, with God only promising punishment without specifying exactly what form this will take. The mouth of a strange woman is a deep pit. He that is abhorred of the Lord shall fall therein. And so the man who falls into this sin will likewise fall into the pit of punishment, reaping a just reward for what he has sowed. The other five punishments are all more specific, pointing out definite areas in which God may bring judgment. The first involves material loss. Proverbs 5:10 warns against adultery, "Lest strangers be filled with thy wealth, and thy labors be in the house of a stranger." Nothing is said as to the means whereby God brings the punishment to pass, but since he is the ultimate source of power behind every punishment of a sinner, he can routinely exercise his omnipotence as he brings a sinner into judgment. Proverbs 6:26 also pictures this judgment, as it speaks of the man being brought to the state where he just possesses a piece of bread barely enough to live on. The last judgment that I'll look at today involves the mental anguish that a man experiences as he realizes the depths of his sin. Proverbs 5, verses 11 and 12 speak of the man mourning at last when thy flesh and thy body are consumed, and lamenting the fact that he had hated instruction and despised reproof. The man recognizes his guilt, and his conscience convicts him over the nature and the extent of his sin, but his grief is too late. He cannot undo the wrong that he has done. Tomorrow, I'll look at the remaining three categories of punishment that may come upon the adulterer as the result of his sin. But the three that I've mentioned today, the general promise of judgment, the potential of material loss, and the mental anguish that comes upon a guilty individual, should be enough to warn every Christian man against this sin. God himself has promised to punish adultery. To ignore these promises of punishment is the height of foolishness. By the grace of God, men, let's determine that we'll not give in to Satan's temptations in this area.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.